many of the things, as you could note, as you noticed from what I was playing, when we were playing, I was playing what we call comp. So I was outlining the harmonic structure that the guys were playing. When one played T for Two, for instance, I did. I was talking about the harmonies of T for Two. Well, a lot of jazz musicians did that. I mean, that wasn't something that I had made up at that time. Thelonious Monk was actually doing things like that, where he did exactly what I was talking about with the time. He would play. So he arrived at the same place at the same time, but he was doing, it was really playing around with the rhythm. And he was a ragtime, he used ragtime bass, a stride piano, all throughout his career. So when he was playing. He would do things like that. He always used the kind of stride bass that one associated with earlier styles. You didn't do that when you had Mondell Lowe and O.C. Johnson and Eddie Safransky. You didn't have to, because Eddie was playing good bass lines and Mondell was playing nice full chords. And so that would get in the way. So I had to play in another place so that I would be out of the way of the guitar, which was playing down in that area. And in many cases, we would either play melodies or we would play little phrases, or sometimes we would actually play the same chords. And we would just check the voices that, or voicings that the other guy had, and tried to match the piano voicings with the guitar voicings. With someone who was as quick and adept as Mondell Lowe, it was very easy, because he could hear what I was doing, and we were, as you noticed from the setup, we were very close to one another. Sometimes he could actually see what I was doing. So it made it easier for us to match chords and so forth.